Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Mulshine, and it's a slow week. We're going to talk about Maestro, I guess.
Did you finish?
No, did you?
I didn't finish.
Yeah. How far did you get?
Not that far. I put it on last night before I fell asleep, but I didn't really get past. I got basically to like the entrance of Carey Mulligan. I was mostly just with the gay stuff at the beginning.
Oh my God, you watched like none of it.
I watched like none of it. That's why I texted you first thing this morning. Like, should I just do this or not? And you were like, not really. I will watch. I have a feeling that long term, I will like it. We can do a proper Maestro review if you guys want that. But I don't know. I guess for me, it's like the minute that I saw that it was over 2 hours long, I was immediately annoyed. Then as it began, I don't know. Maybe this should be Patreon because I have some unsavory things to say. But like, I just... Something about the pressure of watching a highly publicized, they're trying to get me to watch. And it's like more than 2 hours long. I'm like annoyed by it already.
I know. Prestige movies are too long now. I don't know why we're doing this. It's very weird.
Is it because it's released on Netflix and not theaters? And then it's like goes back to the point that you were trying to make with the like, why was the Beckham doc 4 episodes? It's like, is Netflix just trying to keep us streaming? Like, I don't... Why would it be that long? I mean,
yeah, there's no need. And the law.
So how far did you get?
I have only 27 minutes left.
Oh, wow. Okay. So like, I'm sorry. I did not.
So I got about 5.5 hours in. No.
I'll tell you, like the 15 minutes I watched felt like 30. So like, that's appropriate.
Right. So the log line on Netflix was, it's a look at a complicated marriage between him and his wife. And I'm like, complicated, you get from the beginning.
He gay.
And
that's why I was like annoyed with it already. Cause I'm like, oh, is this just like a way for Bradley Cooper to like show us that he's, I mean, I guess it was in her close friend stories only. So I will not reveal who it was, but somebody was like watching my show with my mom. And the first question she asked is Bradley Cooper bisexual? And I'm like, yeah, why? Like, I don't know. I feel like if you get cast in a gay movie, it's a little bit different than being like, I'm going to write and direct my own gay movie. It's like, I also am annoyed with how he's using his daughter in the press. So already I'm just like, Bradley, what are you doing? What's going on? What's perfect, okay, though, as we enter Capricorn season, Bradley Cooper, Capricorn sun.
Oh, perfect. I did not really. Oh, my God. We have so.
Can you believe?
I love him so much. I'll get into all of the details. We're both. I didn't know he was a Capricorn. We're both from Philly. Both born in Philly.
Oh!
So, like, I have so many thoughts about the class physics of this film and why he made this film. Yeah. But I think I also love that he cast his young daughter in it because I think children should not be acting. And it bothers me when...
I'm bothered by the kid stuff.
It bothers me when, like, the only time... A Nepo baby is acceptable, as mm-hmm. my own Nepo baby screams at my teat right now.
Nepo baby to be.
The only time a Nepo baby is acceptable is when they're children, because they could be traumatized by it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Say that's more, but that's a really funny thought.
That's the only time it's okay for an actor or director to cast their own child in the film. I think it's dirty when they
cast
a different kid to play their own kid. Because it's like, you know this is exploitative. You know this kid should be in fucking school. Cast your own goddamn kid. Why are you making somebody else wheel their kid to set when they should be learning the times tables. Cast your own damn kid. So when
I agree.
Well,
what I'll say real quick, I also agree because I think in a way, the other way that Nepo babies get fucked up is that their kids are, or their parents are always like on set working. It's a way to actually spend time with your kid.
Right.
That like in lieu of a nanny, just be in the movie.
And this is not going to be a star turn for the kid. Like she was just in one scene smiling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I do appreciate that because I'm like, don't make someone else's kid clock in and get a union card for your
passion. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it does seem like what this is a passion project.
No, this is Oscar bait.
Well, but isn't that Capricorn Sun Bradley Cooper's ultimate passion?
Yeah. 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 Yep. Yep. Yep.
Like he's like, I'm not actually gay, but I will be gay for an Oscar. That's how much I want it.
Right. I don't think this film says anything to us about his actual sexuality. And I'm not just saying that because it's considered now tacky to speculate.
It's not acceptable, right? Lol.
I think it goes back to Tropic Thunder. Like you have to play gay or special needs to get nominated for an Oscar.
But yeah, but now it's gay is the only way because now you can't play special needs. You cast someone special needs.
Right. And that's another question that I'm sure is going to come up. Like, why was this taken away from a gay actor? Why was a gay actor not cast? Because now they do that with everything now. So, okay, there's this line in a New York Times story about the film that says Bernstein long grumbled that he wished he could compose when all the world wanted was more of his conducting. And West Side Story burdened him as he sought fame for his more serious music. Now, this is exactly why. I mean, I don't even think Bradley Cooper realizes this. West Side Story is Bradley Cooper's The Hangover. It is. It's
that's
a mess.
So funny.
It's a masterpiece that he is ashamed of, the way that Leonard Bernstein is ashamed of West Side Story because he thought that West Side Story was too lowbrow. Well, imagine if he could have seen The Hangover. This whole thing, Bradley Cooper's whole career is him atoning for The Hangover. And it's like,
that's
bro,
so funny. And it's like, right, he's never going to top The Hangover.
The Hangover was good.
It's actually, and it like stands the test of time. It's like a genuine classic.
Yeah. And like, yes, yeah, it's offensive, but like,
so funny.
So I feel like that's why he picked it. This movie is, it starts out, the first scene is, imagine if Bradley Cooper had gotten famous for something classy and highbrow. And let's just watch let's watch it play out instead of The Hangover. Imagine if he was famous for an orchestra, conducting an orchestra, Carnegie Hall. Like, imagine if he never had to debase himself into doing like cheap Asian jokes on The Hangover. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting though. I see what you're saying though. And it's really a very, on this first day of Capricorn season, it's a very Capricorn thing where he's basically like, maybe that's why he was interested in this story because he's like, oh yeah, like if I could just start over and do my own fantasy biopic, like I just was like a sub one day in Carnegie Hall and like they loved me. They really loved me.
Exactly. If I didn't have to have a Mike Tyson cameo in my first big film, you know?
I'm trying to remember, what was Bradley, was The Hangover, like what was his debut? Like
first big hit was The Hangover. That was when he became like the cool guy that like, every bro wanted to be. Before that, he was often a villain. Remember in Wedding Crashers, he's the asshole fiance of Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
And
yes,
stuff like that. His best performances, I would say, are a little manic. And I feel like in Maestro, he's playing that down a little bit, even though, because I guess he doesn't want to do like a gay caricature, even though Leonard Bernstein was widely known to be a flamboyant character. I feel like he's playing it down a little to be more, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's,
I don't know. The first scene opens with him drumming on a guy in bed's ass. So like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, but... But gay is not flamboyant. Like it does have like
right true,
often
true.
Go hand in hand. Like that is a flamboyant scene when he dresses up suddenly as a sailor, which I couldn't tell if that was a dream a mini dream ballet or not. Like,
I want to say this, I have seen some of the clips being shared, so like I'm not totally foreign to the film, but like I just kept falling asleep.
He does coke later on. You should watch that part. He's okay, killing great. It he's got this new silver fox hairdo and he's doing coke and he does it on a mirrored surface and he lifts the little tray over his head and he's like, just do it off this. Like, don't even take it out of my hands. Which is like a funny, weird moment. And then there's also like, it's just Bradley Cooper is so funny. Like Silver Linings Playbook, funny. Like,
right. That's what I was trying to remember. Right. Silver Linings Playbook, I feel like, was his like serious, like Hangover was his like intro debut. And then Silver Linings Playbook was him being like, no, I'm deep though.
Yeah. And he was funny in that. And he was like, Go Birds.
It was good. It was
a great movie. So, but in this, like, there's, I feel like he's funny and things come off as visual gags and as punchlines in this that I don't know if they're supposed to or not. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's one scene where he and his wife are fighting and there it's a really far away shot. And the whole time you're watching this argument, you're like, why is this all one shot? Why is it so far away? What am I supposed to be getting out of this? Because it's like a linchpin of the film. It's like, this is like a really important fight and an important scene. And they're not doing close-ups on either person's face. It's like you feel very distant from the action. And then after they stop fighting, a Snoopy balloon goes by and you realize it's the Thanksgiving Day parade. And it's just like,
huh,
what?
Like, yeah,
it's funny. And you're like, is this supposed to be funny? I don't think it's supposed to be funny. I think this whole movie is supposed to be like dead ass serious.
I think that anytime you're doing a piece about a Broadway man, it's all sort of like vaudevillian in a way, because like anybody that's a Broadway man, like, isn't that serious? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's something. Yeah. So it, like what struck me from the beginning, and I really only watched the beginning, and yeah, we can come back after I watch. I will have opinions, I am sure. But like, what struck me from the top was,
no, we don't need to come back, and you don't need to watch the whole
thing. You guys. I mean, I probably will, just cause, like, I do love the theater, and I love. I also like. Oh, it's Bernstein. That's like watching.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that either.
It's like finding out, like, it's not the Bernstein Bears, it's the Bernstein Bears. Like, now I'm like, oh, it's Leonard Bernstein. Like, okay, but so like already I've learned a lot. But like, I don't know. I felt like the whole thing was like he was like you know, the open, like after he like smokes at the piano at the beginning. It's like, you know, we backtrack to like a young man in bed with a man, and it's so like you can sort of hear the like tap, the tippity taps of the tap dancing going on. And it's like the whole thing is going to be musical theater-esque, even if it's not a musical. But it is a musical, but it's not a musical.
It gets even less musical theater-esque as you go on. Like, I think listeners should know that Sarah is in black and white right now. The film
that was on purpose. That was my one. That was my one like offering, since I didn't finish watching past the black and white part.
I love it. I wasn't sure why he did it, because then he drops it like partway through the movie. He kind of, the whole movie, because it goes through basically the whole 20th century from the 40s up until like, I guess maybe the early 90s. I don't know, but I'm guessing, because now I'm in the 80s and I have 27 minutes left. But it kind of reflects what looking at a hard copy of any film from that era would look like, instead of going back and being HD in the 40s, we're black and white in the 40s. And then in the 70s, it's sort of grainy and sepia toned. Like it looks like each era that it is. And I don't know what is the point, unless Bradley, like me, just loves to traipse across the eras, the decades of the 20th century, and just gets a kick out of what stuff looked like. I don't know.
So I did do more reading on it than watching of it. And that was one of the things, basically, like, I read something that was saying that he was trying to capture like the movement of his career through the times. And so every era looks like that era, like anything made from that era would look like the era that he was portraying in the film.
Right.
And so they're trying to show the breadth of time over the breadth of,
but like, why
styles.
Unless you just, I just
want to get
like
an Oscar. Why unless you want to get an Oscar?
He just likes that. You know what I mean? I mean, I just feel like it was purely a design choice, because it doesn't really hammer home. I mean, you can do that with hairstyles. Do you know what I mean?
Right. But here's the thing. Okay, well, this is where the astrology does get kind of interesting, because in lieu of watching the entire film, I just kept falling asleep, like, basically at the entrance of, I don't like Carey Mulligan. So I don't know. I mean, she's fine.
Why is she in every Oscar bait film? Like, what is the hold she has over movie dorks? I don't understand it.
I mean, is it because she's clearly dorky?
I guess, like, she feels attainable for the men who make these films. I don't know.
I love thinking of her as, like, a secret casting couch whore. Picture her in Mrs. Bernstein voice being like, why don't I suck your dick before we have this conversation? And then she pulls their pants down with their teeth.
That is funny. I feel like
it can't be true. It cannot be true.
I don't know. It's definitely not true. And I think it's just, she reminds them of the girl that would talk to them in high school. maybe.
Right. It's like she like is attainable.
Yeah. She feels attainable. Like her as Daisy Buchanan in The Great Gatsby made zero sense whatsoever.
That should have. Oh,
like it was so wrong. It was so wrong. And I love that movie. I really do. But it just it made no sense. I was like, what? Are we looking at the same person? She's just, this isn't her. It was like Maggie Gyllenhaal being the love interest in The Dark Knight. It was just like, huh?
Right. That's so funny that you say that, because the first thought I had, I literally thought, would Maggie Gyllenhaal be better in this? And then I was like, no, maybe, but no. Like, for some reason, she and Maggie Gyllenhaal, I'll pull up her chart too, but like, they do have like a similar something, but Maggie Gyllenhaal is just like slightly more sexy and cool about it.
Yeah,
but maybe. They still both don't quite do it for me.
As the film continues, Carrie has an element of like battle weariness that becomes more and more fun and interesting to watch. Like she's she's over his shenanigans, and that's kind of fun.
I feel like in general, she comes across as like weary from battle. Maybe that's why she was cast, because like I feel like she does come across like just tired from the war.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say real quick about Carrie Mulligan. One of the only things I find interesting about her. Do you know that she dated Shia LaBeouf?
LaBeouf?
I always say it wrong. But can you believe they dated? What an odd couple.
Wow. What's their age difference?
Let's see. I guess. Okay. So she is born in 85. So maybe not that much. He's our age, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
Wow. Anyway. I thought she was about 49.
Right. She comes across. She has just like a very weathered feel. She in? Did you ever see Little Voice? I feel like I liked her in Little Voice, if that was her, but I tend to get people wrong now that I'm unmedicated. But let me just see Shia LaBeouf age. He's 37. He was born 8. So they're the same age. She seems decades older than him.
Yeah, she does. And I'm not saying looks. I'm not saying wrinkles. It's just
No, it's just vibe. Vibrationally, she's an ancient. Yeah. But not in like I'm an ancient and like I'm back to like lead the people way. She's more of an ancient in a like, why are you like crippled so young, even though you're not even crippled?
She's just like got a spiritual frump.
Yeah.
I guess is why she gets all these Oscar bait roles. Like she kind of contains multitudes. She gets a certain vibe across with that before she's even said anything. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're now making
the
case.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. This is why I loved Sarah Silverman just popping up in decade apparel every couple minutes. Yeah. Just to be like, my brother sucks, and then go away again. And then she pops back up again in the 80s to be like, did you know my brother sucks? Like, I really liked that. I wanted her character to have a spinoff. I was like, this I care about. Back to Bradley Cooper. I do feel like this whole film is him atoning for being Philly trash like me. We are Capricorns. We are from Philly. We are Birds fans. This is the classiest thing an Eagles fan has done since Ben Franklin invented bifocals.
It's so funny.
Like, he is doing something. Like, I see what he's doing. But I don't know if it's being pulled off. Because I don't know. Like, yes, you're hitting it. You're doing this highbrow Hollywood biopic. And then my other question, and I think his chart will tell us this, and I can answer it myself just by virtue of the fact that I am also a Capricorn. He keeps making these, what they used to call in the 20s, backstagers. He makes these movies like A Star is Born and Maestro, his two directorial films. They are depicting people in showbiz. And and it's like, why is he so obsessed with this? It's a pretty boring topic. It's like when a musician gets successful and all their songs are about touring, or a comic gets successful and all their jokes are about the airport. It's like,
no one cares.
But the reason why I think he keeps making them is because the Academy cares. Because the Academy...
That's exactly right. It's like a jerk off. It's like a jerk circle.
Yeah, circle jerk. They are...
Circle jerk.
A jerk circle.
Fuck, I need drugs.
I like jerk circle better because it also works. It's like the Academy wants to believe... Every person in the Academy wants to believe that when they die, someone's going to make a visually stunning biopic about their complicated genius. So if you want...
Right.
Why did La La Land sweep the Oscars? That movie sucked.
If I never heard Emma Stone sing again in my life, that'd be fine.
Yeah, it was just, there's a musical about us. I love it. Like, that's what the Academy said, you know, like showbiz in LA, we're in. But so I just wish that he would... I hope that after this, because... I don't think it's going to get that many Oscars. I think it's going to get makeup for sure.
Such an insult to him in a way, because it's like the one thing that he maybe like cashed the makeup person, but it's like,
right.
I think the whole point of this is for him to at least get something, and it might go to everyone else.
Yeah, I don't think he's not going to get acting for this. He's not going to get directing for this. Like, there were a lot of shots that were like sort of felt like film school 101, like just
yes,
a person being covered by a wall for no reason, and the Snoopy reveal where you're just like, yeah, you've done something different here that wouldn't be the immediate like thing that a director would do, but that doesn't necessarily make it like good or revolutionary, you know?
One of the reviews I read that did entice my interest, because I was like, why is Snoopy such a big part of the film? Did he invent Snoopy?
No.
No. So why is Snoopy? Why is Snoopy like a third lead in the film?
Is he? I just saw the balloon go by.
One of the things I read about it was like, I don't know, it was like something really making like a deep Snoopy connection. It was like, what you don't realize is what an important role Snoopy plays in the film. And I was like, what is this movie? I'm like,
oh my god,
I wonder if that was
also a joke.
Oh my gosh. So it's actually like even the reviews are tonally mirroring the film, which is like, is it a joke?
Oh, that's so funny.
I just feel like Bradley, between this and A Star Is Born, more than anything, he wants us to know that he's not just an actor from Philly who does whatever he gets cast for.
Right.
He wants us to know that he can sing. He wants us to know that he can dance and that he has a twinkle toes, and that like he actually is a director, which is such, I mean, he is a Capricorn sun, Libra moon. So this totally tracks, because he wants us to know that yes, he is a star and he is prestige, but the real prestige comes from Libra moon, like doing it all.
Okay.
He's not just one thing. He's the director and the star.
Is there anything in his chart that will reveal to us when is he going to stop making these showbiz biopic type things or remakes? Star Is Born was a remake. Like, the thing about Bradley and the thing about me and the thing about all Capricorns is if we want to soar, we have to unclench a little bit. We have to.
Right. That's very evolved of you, Mal.
Thank you. We have to get in touch with our darkness, our dark humor.
That's
being
right.
Weird, flying your freak flag. David Bowie was a Capricorn. Like, that is how you do it. Not by putting out these rote films that are designed in a lab to get Oscars, because it's not going to work.
He's a Sag rising with Mars, like right at the beginning of his chart. Also with his North Node, I see where biopic is interesting to him, because he's like, I can take it on. And like the adventure of playing someone else. And like he has his sun and his Mars in the first house. So he really is like an I, me guy. He wants to be the star and the director, and he wants to take on challenge. I do think, like, I've heard a lot of actors. I do watch the Actors on Actors thing and put a pin in that. I have a funny thing to share about Bradley and his Actor on Actor with Emma Stone, speaking of which.
But, share it now. Like,
There's this funny clip of their Variety like Actor on Actor interviews, and every time he speaks to her, he closes his eyes, and she calls him out on it, and she's like, Bradley, like, why are your eyes closed? And he's like, well, something I've realized about myself over the last few years is that, like, I think better when my eyes are closed. And so he does the whole interview with his eyes closed.
Oh, God.
I was like, whoa.
Who do that in real life?
What are you searching for in
there? It's pretentious.
How would you find that out about yourself? You're like, you know what? Let me try to do this with my eyes closed. You know that saying, like, they could do that with their eyes closed. Is like, is he flexing? Is this a first house Capricorn flex?
Well, like, it's also funny because it's like, you're not going to shed the hunky bro idiot image by having to close your eyes in order to think.
Right. Especially when you're talking to like a beautiful woman.
Like, you, it's not like smart. I don't know. I love him.
So
I don't
funny.
Want him to be doing these. I don't want him to be a weirdo.
I actually don't love him.
Really?
Something about him. I'll tell you what, in watching the first 15 minutes of the film, although even this morning when I tried to start watching again, I fell asleep again. But like, you know, it's the same thing that I feel about Ryan Reynolds, where it's like, you should be like, objectively, you should be like hot, but like something about, in sort of a Taylor Swift way, like something about him is just like not hot. He's a little bit cheesy. Like he's, I don't know, there's something
with a lot of actors, I feel.
It's like, why male isn't actors. He hot? I can't put my finger on it, but there's something like, about him. Like, yeah. I can't explain it better than that because now I'm a slow-minded person. But like, I do you know what I mean? Like, is the only way I can like sort of just like he just comes across and like I feel like living with him, like I just feel like he's like maybe like whiny. Like I feel like okay, so he's a Sag rising with Mars basically conjunct his rising. So he is like, I know in terms of his personality, like he is like fighty. Like he's like, I will write and direct. Like he'll push against anything. Like he kind of likes to like be in a fight a little bit. Capricorn Sun, Capricorn Venus, Capricorn Mercury. The reason I think that he likes to do these like showbiz things is because it's like a double flex. Not only is he showing that he's showbiz and that he can actually be the like auteur of showbiz, but I also think that in his mind, he's like, showbiz is the ultimate cool thing. He also has his moon in Libra, but in the 10th house, which is the Capricorn house. So he has, I mean, we didn't even plan on this. We were like, what are we going to do? Let's riff today. It's like, he actually is like super Capricornian. Like he has his moon in the Capricorn house. He has his sun, Mercury and Venus in Capricorn. I think like prestige is what gets him off. Like he is really into status, power, legacy. Like, I don't know how in love with Irina he ever was.
I don't think Irina is a legacy pick, though.
That's why they didn't work out. Irina, just looked it up, also a Capricorn sun. So when they first met, he was like, oh, you could go the distance with me up the mountain. And then low-key, he was like, well, actually, Irina, like, you're a Scorpio moon. You're going to want to, like, hold too much to the chest. He's like, no, we got to be...
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Out there with the people. Irene is a Capricorn sun, but she's a Scorpio moon, so she's, like, out there presenting beauty, but, like, she's keeping a lot of things that we will never know about her to the chest.
Yeah, I also don't think she is... like, yeah,
she's not legacy. Unfortunately, Capricorn, she's not legacy, but right, they are compatible. She's a Capricorn sun, Capricorn Venus as well, so I could see where they like clicked right away. But I think Gigi is actually very legacy, and I think astrologically she's a better match for him.
Yeah, I think that they could get married and be a power couple. I really do.
I do too. Gigi, we know, is a Taurus sun, Aquarius moon. He is a Capricorn sun, Libra moon. So they are very much in alignment with what they want to project out into the public. And on an internal level, they're both kind of like air signs. Like they kind of can just like go do their work thing, connect telepathically. And like, it's not that deep, but it actually looks on the outside how they both want it to look, which makes them both feel really comfortable and prestigious. And she is a Capricorn midheaven. Her legacy is Capricorn. She's like, oh, you actually up my profile more than Zayn boy band ass ever.
Yeah.
Zayn pushed my mom. It's over.
Yeah. Zayn was punching way above his weight in that relationship.
Oh,
in terms
my God.
Of, and just in terms of like importance in the culture, you know?
Right. Like I think she sees like, oh, Bradley could bring me to a level where like I am not just like the model at an Oscar party. I'm like with someone that was nominated.
Yeah, and he is going to, I believe,
be nominated.
Yeah, he's scrappy as fuck. Philly Capricorn, do not underestimate that combination because it's like scrappy, trashy, but with the ability to sort of mimic this highbrow lifestyle and ape it in a way that gets you the accolades that an actual classy person would not have. You know, the cunning and the grit to actually achieve. His goal is probably to get best actor and best director in 1 year. He's going to do it. He needs to just, he's working. He's Capricorns. We build. We are long-term
That's
planners.
Right.
We're climbing the mountain. Sure. This is, This is only the second movie he's directed.
Which is a flex on his part, for sure.
Right. He's like, this is second grade. Like, I'm not even a senior yet. Like, he's going to do this over and over and over again. He's going to tweak the formula. Like,
by the time he doesn't have to wear prosthetics to look old, he's going to be one of the best.
Yeah, I thought the aging makeup was actually incredible, I have to say.
I do think makeup could win. Yeah, I do too. I thought and I want to just say, for anybody that's like insulted on behalf of the Jews, he's an actor.
Well, you're Jewish. We should say that.
I think it's clear, just like even in my voice. But like, speaking of Jew voice and Jew face, you're looking at a Jew face, you're talking to a Jew voice. I feel like he's just acting. I'm not insulted by his portrayal of a real life character. That's his job.
As a person of big nose experience, who happens to also be a Shiksa.
And a Philadelphian.
I don't like the prosthetic nose. I think there are so many big-nosed people in the world.
Yeah, but then he couldn't cast himself as his own movie. That's all he wants to do. Capricorn.
Right, but, like, don't get a nose job then. You know what I mean? Like,
you think it's Hollywood.
Probably. He's an actor. Like, everybody in Hollywood gets nose jobs. And that's what bothers me when people are like, no, prosthetics are good. It's like, no. Like, you're going to chop your nose off and then you're going to put a silicone one back on so that you can look like one of the people, but then still have the perfect profile when you go on the red carpet to promote the movie. No. If you want the accolades for having a big nose in the movie, you should have a big
nose. Ride that nose to the top. Yeah.
Live the life. Live that life, you know?
Well, and I think like Silverman's a good example because like a lot of Hollywood actors are like low key Jewish, but they've like changed their name so they don't just like scream Jew, which like, you know, if you're not talking to a room full of Jewish executives, they're going to like hold against you, or like the American public is going to hold against you. I love that Sarah Silverman's like, no, I'm a Jew. I'm Silverman. And my sister's a rabbi.
Yeah.
I like that about her. I mean, I like thinking about what, like, I'm now going to search after this, like, Bradley Cooper before and after nose jobs. Like, let's see. I love that Meryl never got a nose job. I do feel like she's one of the, like, OG keep me ugly actresses, which always means a lot to
Meryl's
me.
Meryl's not ugly. She was never ugly.
Well, she was ugly, like, in a sea of girls with nose jobs.
Right. She was.
She does not have Instagram face or even Instagram.
She's not conventional. Yeah, she's unconventional. But she's striking.
She is striking, and
that's
I don't
all
know.
You need.
I mean,
you only need to be striking. I wish someone told me that when I was younger, because I wanted a nose job for so long.
Same. I went for like multiple consultations, and then when I got my deviated septum, my mother was like literally like holding her body like she was like, oh, like, please don't change your face. And so I was like, and the doctor even said to me, he's like, do you want me to shave off like the bump a little bit? And I was like, no, my mother will kill herself. I'm so sorry. Just keep it exactly as it is.
Just in case new listeners don't know, your mom got a nose job and regretted
it. She's like haunted by it. And sometimes when she's mad at me, I feel like I'm just like the ghost of nose jobs past. But like every once in a while, she'll be like staring at me. And I'll be like, what are you looking at? And she'll be like, I should have never changed my nose. And again, for our last episode, I just want to remind her, your nose was way bigger than mine. I'll go.
Rude.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just feel like Bradley. Well, OK, what I want to say, really the Jewish thing. I think I've said it on a pod past and I want to take it back. Bradley's got an interesting thing going because he's been rumored to be Jewish for a long time.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
And he's not.
He is half Irish, half Italian, which is
not even a little bit Jewish.
Half Irish, half Italian is like,
that's like Philly DNA.
Philly DNA. It is probably the best a white person can look, I would
say. Absolutely. Which is why he's disappointing to me a little.
Well, he has gotten some pretty weird work done recently.
So you think Bradley Cooper's had plastic surgery?
Oh, my God, Sarah. You have to look
I'm just
up-
not. I'm not like. Like up on, but like now, I'm gonna look right now before and after Bradley. Like,
there was a hot minute where he showed up on a red carpet and he looked so strange that it was haunting.
Wow, he would hate to hear that. Capricorns don't want to hear that.
Yeah, did you find it?
Oh my gosh,
you'll know
I
it.
Found it.
Yeah, you'll know when you see it.
Wow, this is so interesting.
Yeah, it made me really sad because. He's got a great face. Do not touch that thing, you know?
I actually think he looked better before.
Yeah.
Or not, but actually, per Meryl, he doesn't look better before. He looks more striking before. And I think, right, he like smoothed out all the, it's like he just like got the plastic surgery that's like make it like perma filter.
Yeah, I don't know what he got. And as a connoisseur, it really bugs me.
So I just pulled up an article that's talking about how the reason he got plastic surgery is because he was correcting the asymmetry in his face. I've seen the things too where it's like beauty is how symmetrical you are. But as someone with a crooked smile and moving into the age of Aquarius, I don't know if that's true.
And especially not for men. We want someone a little rugged. He looked nice and rugged before. That's what we liked about him. And then to smooth that out is like, what do you think your appeal is? Like, we're not looking for a smooth baby.
Look at this before and after. The after, he just sort of look, I don't know, like before he doesn't bother me as much. The after, I have a little bit of a nick and I can't put my finger on what it is.
That's not even the worst one. Google Bradley Cooper weird face red carpet.
Fuck yeah. Hold on. I can't believe you even have that specific of an instruction. That's so funny.
Because I'm sure it will come up. I'm sure
Bradley Cooper weird face red carpet. Okay, hold on.
I think it was during A Star Is Born because he was so hot in A Star Is Born.
Wait.
Did you find it?
Hold on. Well, it's actually funny because so many things come up and it's multiple red carpets. So I'm trying to find the one that you're referring to. Hold on. Is it this?
Yes, that's it.
It's like actually he looks more like Elijah Wood than ever.
Yeah, he looks. I don't know if he got a face.
Well, you know what it looks like? No, you know what it looks like? It looks like he got plastic surgery, but then he also has been like binge drinking. Like he looks like me on a Monday after a bender.
Well, he's
like his face is bright red. He's bloated. That's the thing. If you get plastic surgery, it doesn't really like overcompensate for if you're bloated from drinking.
Yeah, that's a hard truth. Yeah.
You know, like, wow. Yeah. Look at this. Wow. He was so much hotter before.
In recovery, so I don't think he drinks.
Oh, well, maybe he was just doing like whippets under the counter or something. I don't know. He just looks like I'm in black and white. You can't see, but he looks specifically red faced in this. Maybe he just has like a clogged aorta or something from the years, but I don't know.
Hold it up again.
And actually, no, I'm sending this to you. I'm actually going to, because look at his eyes. He looks glassy eyed. He's drinking. This is a picture of a drunk dude. Hold on. Sending this to you right now.
No, he's in, I don't think he is. I think if anything, he would maybe.
A Star Is Reborn. It's Bradley Cooper, but not as we know him during an appearance at the 28th Screen Actors Guild Awards. No, he looks, look at his eyes in this picture I just sent you. He looks like he's been drinking. This is a picture of a guy who's been drinking.
I think it's someone who's probably on a cocktail of prescribed medicines.
Okay, maybe. It takes one to know one, but that would also count. But now, since Florida, I'm a new woman. But
I can't take any good medicines now that I'm breastfeeding. It really sucks.
And they don't even prescribe them there.
They won't even give me Wellbutrin. You have to be quitting smoking to get Wellbutrin.
It's almost like worth starting smoking just to get the Wellbutrin. Speaking of Capricorn, systems of government in this day and age are truly so interesting because it is all connected to like business. Even with this, you're like, why is Bradley continuing to do these showbiz-esque, like either like recrees of the classics or biopics? It's like, because at the moment that is where the power is. We want to see the evolution of power, and power at the moment is only really fun to watch in Hollywood.
It's dying fast though. The fact that this came out on Netflix 2 seconds after it had like a blink and you miss it theatrical debut and then it immediately came out on Netflix is a terrifying sign.
Well, so okay, say more about that, but then I have a question about that.
Netflix wants to kill movie theaters.
And Taylor and Beyonce want to keep it.
Taylor and Beyonce want to just do what will give them money, but
yeah, they're like, just literally making money.
You can buy the Taylor. You can buy the Taylor movie on Amazon Prime already. Like, she doesn't care. She just did whatever was algorithmically going to make her the most money, you know.
But I listened back to our Taylor episode, and I just want to say, as a Capricorn moon in Capricorn, I am so embarrassed that I didn't get that trickle-down feminism was a joke. Now I listened back, and I'm like, you're an idiot, Sarah. Like,
yeah, I worried about
like,
you.
I was like, you know, I was literally listening back, and I'm like, I was like taking it really seriously, and like, I like didn't put the pieces together somehow. Sober, and I'm just really ashamed about that. And there are a few things I'm ashamed of, and I'll address it at the end of the pod, but like, or I guess I can say him now.
No, let's go there. Let's go. Let's yes and. What are you ashamed of? I'm sick of talking about this movie. I love Bradley Cooper. I think this is a great outing from him.
Okay.
It's fun to. It wasn't fun to watch.
It's a great second grade effort from a
yes
a long term talented powerhouse who, in the end, is going to come out on top because he's a Capricorn Libra.
We know he's going to get better and better.
Capricorn house.
Yes.
Sorry, and he is going to get better and better and better. Baby brag. No, okay. You want to know the things I'm ashamed of?
What'd you say, babe? Oh, great.
I thought you were asking me, and I was like, oh, I'll tell you, babe. Oh, my God, go Eagles. Is she wearing an Eagles jersey? Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, you sent me the picture on.
Yeah, look at that picture. Doesn't he look fucking... drunk? Look at his eyes.
I don't think he looks drunk. What were we talking about?
Look at his
about?
Eyes. Look at his glasses. What I'm ashamed of.
He just looks weird. He doesn't look drunk to me.
He looks red-faced and glassy-eyed.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's Quaaludes.
Yeah, like, I think it's medicinal. I really do. And I think it's...
maybe he's high. Could he be a stoner? California sober means you're high.
And fillers. Lady Gaga has too much fillers too. God, is
Gaga.
Sad?
Well, yeah, but she's so lucky that she started like her. Our intro to her was like, "I'm wearing a meat suit," so it's almost like even if she looks like a robot or like some weird inflatable, like sex doll, by the end, it's like, yeah, but she started in a meat suit. She's not gonna get weirder than that. She went with weird from the top, so now it's like, yeah, whatever. She's weird.
Yeah, you're right. And also, it's not like, I mean, she's kind of, yeah, she's, what is it? Oh my God, I cannot think of words, Sarah. I have the brains of a baby.
Same. And
she's
I have the body of...
She's impervious.
Impervious. I love that word.
To heterosexual male beauty standards because she's a gay icon. So it's like filler schmiller, you know? Like
right. Yeah. She's like, make me look weird. No one's trying to fuck me anyway.
Yeah. And I don't want them to. Okay. Anyway, what are you ashamed of? Tell us.
I guess maybe this is more patrons, but I would implore you all to join the Patreon because that is really where we have good episodes. Not that these aren't good, but they're great on the page. But in the Megan and Kate Petty episode, we said multiple times Megan is acting like she comes from rags to riches and her mom's name is Doria Ragland. And I'm really embarrassed that we didn't make the Raglins to riches joke. She came from Raglins to riches.
Oh, but that would be sort of offensive because we don't know, like, she's never really talking about her mom's side of the family. We have no idea what that
but just the wordplay is. The wordplay is just
it is good wordplay.
Right there for the taking. It was right there for the taking and I missed it.
It's good wordplay, but people would have taken it the wrong way.
Okay, so maybe I'm no longer ashamed. This is healing. Next.
Yeah, don't be.
Per our last Patreon, we were talking about Nikki Hilton, and you were like, she's got to be a Capricorn. Where is her Capricorn? I was ashamed listening back that I didn't think in the moment that because we don't have her exact birth time, we don't know her houses. So even though she's a double Libra, it's highly possible that she's either a Capricorn rising or a Capricorn midheaven, or that her sun and her moon in Libra are in the Capricorn house. Because I agree that she has a big Capricorn energy about her.
Okay, yeah. With those icy blue eyes, she's Capricorn rising for sure.
She's got something, either Capricorn rising or Capricorn. Like Capricorn midheaven in a way would make more sense to me because it's like she married a Rothschild. Like Libra marriage, sun and moon in Libra in the 10th house of Capricorn. The like literal highest prestige last name you could have is Rothschild.
Right.
So
you don't
my
get
guess
that.
Would be Capricorn midheaven.
Yeah, for sure.
There were a few other things. Now I wrote them down. Where's my phone? I wrote them down. I wrote all the things I was ashamed about in 2023.
How long was the list?
Well, lucky for you, I'm not that organized. And so it's actually a little bit scattered. So I might not be able, we'll go to the Patreon. I'll organize it all.
It's all things that happened in the last week. Cause you can't remember further back than that.
Right. Because now I'm unmedicated and there are more things I'm ashamed of, but I'm going to get organized because it is the solstice and it's Capricorn season and I'm a Capricorn moon. And so like when we do the Patreon, when we record the Patreon, I will share more of the things that over the year I regret in terms of just jokes we could have made. But what was the other one? Remember I sent you one where I was like, put a pin in it. We got to make that joke. Sometimes I listen back and I just think, God, Sarah, you weren't listening enough to really make. I think also it's hard because it's Zoom. So sometimes like there's a lag and then I like hear the joke after and then I'm like, oh, like I could have like acknowledged that joke better or riffed on it better, but it's okay. I forgive myself.
We do now, a lot with what we've got, which is Zoom chemistry. And I think
which is actually good.
Really? Yeah. I think we nail it.
I got the nicest message from friend of the pod, Betsy Carroll, yesterday. I haven't talked to her for a while, but she's a comic. She checked in with me. Wait, can I read this to you real quick?
Yes, Betsy, we love you. Sexy Betsy. I don't know her.
Oh, and next time we do a Kardashian episode, one of the things that she disclosed to me is that she's actually an expert on the Kardashians. So next time there's a news hit, I said, come on the pod.
Oh,
she's a great comedian. And she's cool. She's like a coder and she sews like mermaid outfits. She's the best. But
wow.
She messaged me randomly.
Two Mad Libs that you just spit out.
No, she's one of a kind. She's fucking one of a kind.
Love that.
Wait, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, do you want to just start with the Kardashian thing so that you're not reading your whole conversation?
What did I say? I'll just screenshot this to you. It's just really nice.
Just so that
really
she
like
doesn't
it.
Feel like her whole thing was read. Not that anything bad happened, but just what was the Kardashian thing?
Well, what I want to say is she's a Kardashian expert. So the next time that we have a Kardashian app, I said be our guest. But what she did say is that per the Britney episodes and who did Justin fuck in Vegas, she offered up pre-married Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
Thought it was a good guess.
Okay. We're cooking with gas now.
Right? I was like, wow, Betsy, I'm going to relay that to the pod because that's a great guess. And like, thank you, Betsy, side note, for like actually delivering what we asked, which is like, hey, if you have a guess, if you think you know.
Wait, I have to say something. I think pre The Voice, I would have said no way Gwen Stefani would hang out in Vegas and bang Justin Timberlake. But now that she has, in fact, married Blake Shelton,
right.
It checks out. It checks.
I agree.
It checks out.
I agree. And they were really, like, getting famous around that time. They were not married or dating yet. We know he was cheating on her either way. So I totally could see an oopsie dalliance with Timberlake.
Yeah. Someone else might have said Nicole Scherzinger, which, like, Pussycat Dolls was after that, but they were still a thing in LA Vegas circles. Do you know what I mean? Like, they didn't release a single until years later, but it was like a party thing that people knew, like, oh, these girls, they're like the new, it was like a Playboy Bunny type scenario. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, per your point about whenever any, like in that Britney episode, everybody go listen, starting at episode one, we were trying to figure out who Justin said he like smashed that night or something in Vegas one time. Would he say something really corny? It was like, I hit that or something like, and
faux shiz,
I hit that last night or whatever. And to like a backup dancer while he was dating Britney, like literally, did you see what he did recently? He was at a concert and the intro to Cry Me a River came out and then he said, no disrespect. And then he started doing the Nirvana lyrics over the Cry Me a River track where it was like, bah, 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 bah. We're all just entertainers before and everybody took it as like a message to Britney, like no disrespect. We're all just silly entertainers. And then he did Cry Me a River.
Well, we know that he thinks he's an entertainer. That's why he was playing the guitar while she was having his abortion. Like it's not a good excuse, Justin. Sometimes you need to not be an entertainer, like, you know, in your relationship, maybe.
Right. And it's also like if your repertoire is not good enough that you could just pull Cry Me a River out of the concert after the Britney autobiography, then you fucking suck.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a new hit, you fucking douche?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a great place to end it on. We can talk Solstice next week because I got to go take care of my baby.
That's such a great idea. Let's do Solstice and astrology for the Patreon later.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more for real about astrology, you got to join the Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Last week, I talked so much shit about Paris Hilton that it has made me a better mother just through shame. Because
that is so Capricorn.
Yeah, well, Capricorns, this is what I'm telling you. I always tell you, I and all Capricorns are Michael Shannon in Boardwalk Empire whipping themselves in the back with the belt. Like, I do these things. I go on the podcast and I talk shit about Paris Hilton's mothering skills, even though she's never been anything but kind to me. And then it
literally
eats me alive. It eats, literally met her twice and she was so nice. and it just eats me alive for the rest of the week. But hey, it makes me pay more attention to my own baby because I'm like, I don't want her to think I chose podcasting over her, even though that's literally what I'm doing right now.
I saw the headline this morning was like, Bradley Cooper promptly leaves press event for Maestro because his daughter's school nurse called and is like, is he just exploiting her and being like, I'm a dad at two, think of all the things I do, like why is the kid now all of a sudden, she was in one scene in the movie, now she's on the red carpet with him, cute, but now it's like, gotta end this quick, the school nurse called. It's like, can the nanny go, can the mom go, what do you mean you gotta, or go, like, right now we never heard of her before,
why do we need that information, why can't right. it be we there's just something happened.
Thank you all. I gotta go. See you later. Now he's like, I gotta go. My kid's nurse called. The kid's school nurse called. It's like, I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's definitely not the kind. It's beneath him to use the kid in that way. And I'm sure he doesn't think he's using the kid because the thing is, like, once you have a kid, they're just part of your life. You're not thinking in terms of like when people post their kid on social media, it's not because they're like, this will get likes. It's because they're like, oh my God, my baby is amazing. I want to share this with the world. But then someone from the outside looking in could be like, wow, Molly is really using her kid in between all of her other fucked up shit she posts on social media to post pictures of this baby. That's so messed up. Like, they could say that, but I'm just like, this is my day. Like, I'm thinking about weird shit, posting it. And also, I have a really cute baby around me all the time. So, like, you might not be using the kid on purpose, but it comes across that way because we're talking about something so stupid, which is the entertainment industry. And he's pulling his kid along with him for it. And it feels cheap, I guess.
It feels cheap is exactly what it is.
Yeah. And he's not, I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I don't think.
It's just I'm like, give us all the eye. But this is like TMI because it's just like, stop. It's like, news hit. Stop.
I feel the same way with Paris. Like, if I was famous, and when I am famous,
we are famous from the Space Trash podcast empire.
If I post something about my baby and there are literal headlines about people making fun of her, I'm never posting her again.
Protect her.
Right. But instead, we have an entire reality TV season built around Paris's kid. Like, that's the A story, you know?
Right. And it's like he's still in like burrito age in the show. And it's all head.
It's like, wouldn't you?
He literally looks like your microphone.
She keeps posting him and she's putting hats on him. And it's like, Paris, don't.
Paris,
put
if you're
hats
buying
on
an
him.
Adult hat for your baby, you're not helping the make the
and
point.
Like, get the camera off him. Don't what? Why are you still posting? Why are you still posting him?
Oh, like, the other thing too.
Disgusting. Why are you doing this?
Speaking of which, the big headline today was like, Khloe Kardashian debuts new hair color. And it's like, I'm just so embarrassed for her because it's like, it's the same as Kim's like new hair color from 2 years ago. And it's just like, Khloe, like, just end it. Just go be a nanny.
No, there's only so many hair colors.
It's just like not news. We need some news, guys. Do something fucked up,
fault.
Celebs. Come on. Yeah, true.
It's slow
true.
Nose
okay.
news week. It's everybody's fault. It's
slow nose week. Sorry, Khloe.
Okay. All right.
Join the Patreon, everyone. Bye.
Patreon.com/Space Trash Podcast.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.